This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Doug Stanton is a journalist, lecturer, screenwriter, and the author of the New York Times bestsellers In Harm's Way and Horse Soldiers. In his new book, The Odyssey of Echo Company, the 1968 Tet Offensive and the Epic Battle to Survive the Vietnam War, Stanton tells the story of Stan Parker, a story Parker had been trying to tell for half a century. Doug, take us back to January 31st, 1968, and introduce us to Stanley Parker and the Echo Company.
So Stanley Parker is 19, having just turned 20 when he's entered the Army. It's evening. He and his platoon from the 101st Airborne have arrived on a scrubby hilltop in northern South Vietnam, and at about 4 in the morning, the Tet Offensive commences throughout all of South Vietnam. Some 100,000 North Vietnamese and Viet Cong troops attack simultaneously throughout major capitals and districts. And Stanley Parker and his friends are overwhelmed and must begin then fighting for their lives through the night. And then the book, The Odyssey of Echo Company, really chronicles the entire journey, the survival of Stanley Parker and the platoon, and then follows him back to Vietnam in present day. So it's a really emotional, action-driven story, but in the end, it's about the human experience of these people surviving this event.
All of your books, Horse Soldiers, In Harm's Way, which have been very successful, have been war stories. What is it about war stories that so draws you?
What draws me to war stories are these moments of existential crisis that ordinary people find themselves in, and during which they have to make very difficult decisions at these really chaotic and morally complex moments. And there are people, in the end, the way I write these books, that we know, that whom are our neighbors, are our family members. These aren't books about superheroes. And I write these stories because it gives me a chance, as a citizen, as a neighbor, and as a parent and a husband, to kind of glimpse into our own sense of humanity. And I try to write and bring to life moments of gentle humanity amidst chaos and violence, because these are the after effects of these wars that we live with today. So
yeah,
Vietnam ended a long time ago, but in this case, I'm arguing that we're still living with that war.
In some ways, it's a different war than any other, although I suppose you could argue that for all wars. But probably, for me, it seems the most in the sense of how we treated the people that served over there when they came back.
You're exactly right. When the young men and women, let's not forget the women and the families at large who were part of the Vietnam experience.
Yeah.
Either returned from Vietnam or welcomed their family members back, the overwhelming message was, we don't want to know. And I mean this quite literally. Stanley Parker has returned from Vietnam. He is in Gary, Indiana. He walks to his mailbox. And in the next driveway over is his neighbor, a World War II veteran. Mm-hmm. And he says, Stanley, I haven't seen you in a while. And Stan says, well, I've been in Vietnam. Man, you wouldn't believe it over there. And the older gentleman says, well, we don't need to talk about that right now.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Out of all the Vietnam veterans he could write about, I asked Doug Stanton, why Stan Parker?
I chose Stan in a way because I was standing in a Chinook helicopter in Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Researching horse soldiers, and Stanley Parker was still in the Army, and he was in the helicopter. And we began a conversation, which began in 2005, and really is still continuing today. And the fruit of that is the book itself. Stan had read my first book, In Harm's Way, about the sinking of the Indianapolis, he had liked it and began talking about it. And I said, Stanley, I'm glad that you like this World War II book, but I think it's a book about young men surviving something. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, what about Vietnam? So we're flying over small villages in Afghanistan in broad daylight and a very large target in the air. I'm not concerned, but I'm kind of fascinated by this. And but what Stan wants to talk about is Vietnam. And I realized that he'd never really come home. Mm. So the book is that homecoming, I think, for him and lots of others. And that it began just that way, this conversation in the helicopter, kind of coincidentally, America's other foray into guerrilla warfare, with Stanley having been in the other major one in Vietnam. He goes from one to the other.
Did you feel that in talking with him and, of course, doing extensive research with others as well, is he more or less typical of the Vietnam vet and how what he went through and how he felt about it?
You know, having now toured from Seattle to Tampa, all cities in between, I can say definitively yes. Mm. What I can even say with some either greater sadness but hopefulness for the book is that his feeling of solitude within this experience is universal. I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, speaking to a group, and a gentleman stood up in a suit and tie and explained that he had been the CEO of a large company, and never in his professional life had he told anyone that he'd been in Vietnam.
Wow.
This message back to me was echoed all over the place, and what I realized is that you have a generation of Americans, not just the guys and the women who served as well, but their families, too, who are treating Vietnam as an unfinished story. It's a secret. Mm. And so my question for everyone listening is, well, what happens if we just kind of release the energy that we are expending keeping that secret, acknowledge the pain of this moment, and then move forward? We don't have to linger there. You talked earlier about so many things Vietnam. I think it's because it is the 50th anniversary of so many key dates. That is the Tet Offensive itself of January of 68. And then the other thing is that these guys are reaching 70.
Yeah.
I don't know in your experience, but in mine, doing some reporting, especially with World War II veterans, it was at that age that they began to really open up and talk more. And I think we're at that inflection point with this generation.
So enough time has gone by?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're 30, 40 to talk, you know, doing these interviews, and it's moving. It's hard when you're 30, 40 to talk in the way that these guys talk to me. It's hard to let those feelings of vulnerability and fear bubble up into your professional working life when you're a parent moving forward. But I challenge anyone listening to, at a dinner party or at the next family get-together, bring up Vietnam, not in an aggressive way at all, or in the way that you would talk about Iraq or Afghanistan or Korea, or, hey, did you see that special on History Channel about the Civil War? If you get someone going on it, the depth of feeling in the room is titanic. It's a story that I felt needed to be told.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Doug Stanton, the author of The Odyssey of Echo Company. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.